From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 26, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper, a last-minute pre-holiday attempt to get Salvador Cachino out of jail has failed. Cachino and all other involved parties appeared before Judge Jonathan Nichols in Columbia County Supreme Court on December the 14th in connection with ongoing contempt proceedings against the 78-year-old Westchester County resident. At the hearing, his current attorney, Greg Lubo, failed once again to convince Nichols that the material he ordered removed was removed. Nichols cut the proceedings short, sent Cachino back to jail, and adjourned the case until January the 10th. Cachino has spent the last 19 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at a place he calls Copec Valley Farm along the east side of Route 22. He has been locked up in the Columbia County Jail for nearly 500 consecutive days after being found in contempt of court for failing to remove more than 9,600 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste from his property as ordered in February of 2016. A variety of attorneys have tried without success to prove that Cachino has complied with that order. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Bishop Doxy is reporting in the Daily Freeman, it has been a month since an Ulster County corrections officer posted a racist and discriminatory message to Facebook, and Sheriff Paul Van Blockham is still trying to determine if the post violated the department's social media policy. Van Blockham said in an email on December the 21st that he does not expect the investigation to last, and I quote, much longer, end quote. The offending message posted by Charles C.J. Polacco on November the 20th drew the ire of County Executive Michael Hine, who said he was, and I quote, repulsed and infuriated, end quote, by it. He called the post, and I quote, offensive and repugnant to a civilized society, end quote. County Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk called the post, and I quote, disappointing, end quote, and suggested Polacco apologize for, and I quote, a lapse of judgment, end quote. Policy states that sheriff office employees are the embodiment of the department's mission and should strive to maintain the public trust both on and off duty. It also states the online activities of sheriff's office employees should reflect the higher expectations and standards to which police personnel are held. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Hudson's historic First Presbyterian Church reopened December the 24th following a year of structural work to shore up the structure's roof to prevent it from collapse. For the past year, services were held at the Camp Hill Hudson building across Warren Street from the church. The congregation will now work to replace the standing seam metal roof at a cost of $300,000. Congregants gathered Sunday for a traditional Christmas Eve service led by the Reverend Catherine Bielke in the church's new restored sanctuary. Bielke thanked the congregation for coming and making the service warm and friendly. The church does not hold a service on Christmas Day. Bielke wanted church members to be able to spend that day home relaxing. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo on December 22nd said he was signing an emergency executive order removing legal barriers to the prepayment of 2018 property taxes. Cuomo also said his office is going to rethink the state tax structure now that President Donald Trump has signed the GOP Income and Corporate Tax Cut Bill. That bill limits the deductible of state and local taxes, including property and school taxes, to $10,000, which is expected to hurt New Yorkers. Cuomo's order would let homeowners pay all or part of their 2018 municipal, county, and school taxes by the end of 2017, thereby allowing people to keep the deduction for one more year. Cuomo said he was urging localities to do what it takes, including making sure their 2018 tax warrants are out by the end of 2017. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated snow showers before 7 a.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 23 degrees. For Tuesday night, isolated snow showers before 9 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 4. The wind chill values could be as low as minus 6 degrees for Tuesday night. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, isolated snow showers after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 19 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 5. It will be mostly clear Wednesday night with a temperature low around minus 1 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 15. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 12 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low around minus 4 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, just about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 26th day of December 2017, Boxing Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.